RV, emisora virtual de la UNAD para la audiencia global en línea. RV, un lugar interactivo diseñado por la Vicerrectoría de Medios y Mediaciones Pedagógicas que propone un ambiente virtual de encuentro y emisión donde lo nacional y global tiene cabida en cada una de sus franjas.
During this year, we have been in different places and schools around Santander. We have known excellent students and excellent teachers. Now, in this month, in the different radio programs, we are going to listen to our dear students speak about different topics. We are going to know about Barranca Bermeja, its people's life, the culture, holidays, and places to visit. Also, we traveled around Girón, one of the most beautiful towns in Santander and in Colombia, Girón. We are going to know about the plants, economy, and the special places to take photos or relating with your relatives and friends. And the students are going to tell us about themselves, their hobbies, and leisure activities. You are going to listen to other students speaking about the world history, like Cleopatra, writing in ancient India, the story about Superman, hamburgers, and of course, we are going to know about animals, like camels, giraffes, and others. And we are celebrating an important mundial event. Remember, the FIFA World Cup 2010. For this reason, some students are going to speak us about that amazing celebration and football players of another time and who are playing today. I invite you to miss a second because the students in Santander have been preparing different topics. They are learning English and they want to show us. Along this trip on all Sundays, you will listen the stories from the students of La Salle, Liceo Patria, Real de Mares, Normal Cristo Rey, Roberto García Peña, Miguel Sánchez, Jorge Ardila Duarte, Salesiano, Nacional de Comercio, Instituto Técnico Gabriela Mistral of Florida Blanca, and other schools. Well, I left with these clever teenagers, listen them, enjoying the stories, and living with us these beautiful adventures over the English ways.
But all the damage she's caused is unfixable. Every 20 seconds you repeat her name. When it comes to me, you don't care if I'm alive.
Well, this program was made by the students of La Salle School. Listen them. interesting topic.
Desert oasis in parts of the desert, plants grow in abundance and water is available throughout the year. These places are called oasis. Most of oasis are fed by underground pools of water that were formed over thousands of years. The water is trapped between layers of rock below the desert floor. Rivers also create oasis. The largest oasis in the world lies along the banks of the Great River Nile, which flows through the Sahara. Oasis are the most densely populated areas of the desert. The regular water supply makes it possible for the people to serve permanently and build villages, towns, or cities. The land is irrigated and date palms, olives, wheat, millet, and other food crops are grown.
When water falls, some deserts have regular rainy seasons, but others may not see rain for many years. In the desert, there are only torrential downpours. Violent desert rainstorms cause flash floods and destruction. Plants are washed away and some animals drown. Rains bring life as well as death to desert lands. Days after a heavy storm, billions of tiny seeds spring to life on the desert floor. These small flowering plants, called ephemerals, have been hiding in the sand since the last rainfall. Millions of insect eggs are also brought to life by the drumming rain, and so an army of flies, bees, and wasps appears. These insects feed on the ephemerals and help them to reproduce by spreading pollen from flower to flower. 8 weeks after the rains, the desert is empty again. The colorful flowers and buzzing insects have gone, but millions and millions of new seeds and eggs now lie hiding in the desert sands. Many of them will be eaten by permanent desert dwellers, but some are bound to survive until the next rains come and the life cycle can be repeated.
Hidden life. It is difficult to believe that hundreds of different animals live in deserts. Most of the time, these are quiet, still places. This is because many desert creatures mourn and on each other for their survival. Roots, stems, leaves, and seeds for the basic diet of many desert creatures, and they, in turn, are hunted by other animals. The largest hunters in the desert include quail, wildcats, dogs, wolves. Some desert creatures get all the water they need from the food they eat. Others have to travel long distance to visit their water holes. Scorpions and spiders, insects, and other small animals on the desert floor. Once they have caught their meal, they use the poisonous stings and the end of their tails to kill their prey. People stung by a scorpion usually suffer a sharp pain, but the most powerful scorpion stings can be deadly. Many reptiles are successful desert dwellers, especially snakes and lizards. Some snakes have a special way of moving across shifting sands. They throw their head to one side and their body flows in a loop. This is called sidewind. Snakes can also burrow into the sand to cool down or escape from predators. Rabbit hair bills and many other small mammals live in desert lands. The coron-tailed rabbit right can be found in some American deserts. It has large ears that act as radiators, giving off heat and so helping the rabbit to cool down. Many lizards live in the world's desert. Like other reptiles, they have a scaly skin that stops them from drying up in the breaking sunshine. Most lizards are insect eaters. They chase flies or see variant life, waiting for a bit beetle or a line of ants to pass them by. Lizards have many enemies, so they must stay on their guard. The hornet lizard below has excellent camouflage that makes it hard to find on the desert floor.
Once a kiting was not for free, was never meant to be, but you can try it, rehearse it, or train like a horse. But don't you count on me, oh, don't you count on me, boy!
Attention, I don't wanna be the exception.
Time to make a break. Listen to us in just little minutes.
This is Africa.
Vive el Mundial con la RV a través de RV Noticias. Espera durante todo el día las píldoras informativas. Así va el Mundial con RV Noticias.
Educación para todos. Una producción del programa de comunicación social del SEAD UNAD Pasto. Transmitiendo nuestras vivencias para toda la comunidad nacional e internacional. Escúchenos en Radio UNAD Virtual todos los lunes, 2:30 de la tarde. Educación para todos, donde la academia tiene su espacio.
But all the damage she's caused is unfixable. Every 20 seconds you repeat her name. When it comes to me,
well, we continue here in La Aventura de Inglés.
Yeah.
listening and learning.
Si acaso tú no ves más allá de tu nariz, no oyes a una flor re-
Desert plants. It is astonishing that any plants have learned to survive in desert conditions. Most plants rely on regular rainfall, but desert plants may have to go without fresh water for over a year. As well as this, many desert plants have to grow with both hot and cool temperatures as each boiling day turns into another freezing night. Some desert plants remain hiding in the ground as seeds until rain falls. But by waiting until conditions are good, they do not have to cope with the rigors of desert life. Cacti are the most famous desert plants. They are native to North and South American deserts, but they have been introduced to other parts of the world. Pretty pear cacti were taken to Australia and planted as hedges around homes in the outback. They grew so quickly. The large areas were overrun by the spiky plants, small creatures that eat the prickly pear soft insides had to be introduced to Australia to help reclaim the land. Cacti are flowering plants. Some cacti produce flowers every year, while others rarely come into blossom. Birds visit cacti to extract sugary nectar from the flowers or search their sting for insects.
Desert people. It's a dangerous place for people in use to its hostile conditions. Even so, a few people call the open desert home. The bushmen of the Kalahari Desert in southern Africa are nomads, which means that they travel from place to place. Bushmen survive too by hunting wild game and gathering edible plants and insects. Some aborigines once lived this way in the herds of Australia's desert lands, but most are now settled in government-funded campus. The world's most barren deserts, such as the Sahara, Arabian, and Gobi Desert, do not have enough native plants and animals to support hunter-gatherers. Instead, the nomadic people take from the desert that what they can, but also kill or trade animals such as goats, sheep, or camels for food. These men belong to a group of people called Tuareg. The Tuareg were also known as the pirates of the desert. For many years, they controlled the trade across the Sahara by patrolling the desert on raising camels. People facts. Bushmen rarely drink. They get most of their water requirements from plant roots and desert melons found under the desert floor. The turban worn by many desert people is not a hat. It is a very long piece of cloth that is wrapped around and around the head. It helps to keep desert sand out of the eyes, nose, and mouth. People in the Kolwe Desert live in sturdy round huts called yurts. The simple homes can withstand winds up to 145 kilometers or 90 miles an hour.
Yeah.
time to make a break. Listen us in just little minutes.
Desde el CEAP de Valledupar, Zona Caribe, tierra de música y leyenda, los invitamos a escuchar su programa Leyenda Vallenata. Su folclor, noticias del momento, el vallenato de ayer, el vallenato de hoy. Leyenda Vallenata, viernes 3:30 de la tarde, por la radio Unad Virtual.
Que no quieres ya saber nada de mí.
Escucha todos los martes Boyacá AM, amigos de la mañana, a través de la radio Unad Virtual. Boyacá AM, amigos de la mañana, de Colombia para el mundo.
But all the damage she's caused is unfixable. Every 20 seconds you repeat her name. When it comes to me, you don't care if I'm alive or dead. Don't touch me, I don't wanna be the exception to get a bit of your attention.
Well, we continue here in La Aventura de Inglés.
Cheap silicone, I look minimal. That's why in front of your eyes I'm invisible. But you gotta know small things also count. You better put your feet on the ground and see what it's about. So objection, I don't wanna be the exception.
Hey, we hope you are enjoying this great program. It's really easy to learn about different topics. Please stay with us.
This is pathetic and sardonic and sadistic and psychotic. Tango is not for free, was never meant to be. But you can try it, rehearse it, or train like a horse. But don't you count on me, oh, don't you count on me.
Our environment.
Tomato is an annual, but sometimes can last over a year in the field. The stems are slightly angular, somewhat airy, medium thick.
Laurel. The laurel is native to the Mediterranean and it is a small evergreen tree. However, can reach 20 meters height, which is often used as an ornamental plant for gardens and land enclosures. Laurus, the dwarf, includes many species, but the best known and most appreciated is the nobilis. It is an evergreen plant belonging to the family of Lauricaceae. The trunk is erect, green skin. The leaves are dark green oval, coriaceous, lucid on top and opaque in the bottom. It has an umbrage of small flowers, yellow-green, gathered and umbels. The bay is a rustic plant, grows in smoothly and in all areas can be grown in any garden. A little story known since antiquity, the Greeks consecrated to Apollo.
It's to achieve silicon, I look minimal. Why in front of your eyes I'm invisible. But you gotta know small things also count.
foot, you better put your feet on the ground and see what it's about. So objection, I don't wanna be the exception to get a bit of your attention. Love me for free and then not your mother.
It's time to live. Radio program had been a good experience for you. I had enjoyed a lot listening to students because I think they are really nice, funny, and they have beautiful dreams and hopeful. Listen us all Sundays. Listen these girls and boys. In fact, they are doing this program for you. Excellent week. See you soon.
RV, Radio UNAD Virtual.